This podcast homily is a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church and is prepared for Epiphany season. Welcome to this podcast homily for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. The service for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany is read only in years when Easter is very late, when it is used at the end of the church calendar, becoming the appointed service for the 25th Sunday after Trinity. In some parishes, it is rarely read because clergy choose instead the appointed service for Sunday next before Advent, also known as Stir Up Sunday. The epistle reading for fifth Sunday after Epiphany, Colossians 3, 12-17, is another homily on the Christian virtues and the wisdom of forgiveness, and a lesson on the value of liturgical worship from the pen of St. Paul, perhaps chosen for Epiphany season, celebrating the manifestations of Jesus to the Gentiles, because Paul is called the Apostle to the Gentiles. He began by calling Christians the elect, of a holy and beloved God, in verse 12a. St. Paul's ideal virtues were the inspiration for the later lists of Christian virtues, and St. Paul specifically mentions compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing and forgiving of one another, and love, which is rendered as charity in the King James Version and the Prayer Book text. Modern Christians tend to ignore how and when these ideas, based upon the doctrines of Christ in the Gospels and the interpretation of them by St. Paul and others, became Christian doctrine. The pioneering work was by St. John Climacus, whose book The Ladder of Divine Ascent in the 6th century in the Eastern Church provided a list of primary or capital virtues, they being humility, liberality, which means generosity and not today's politicized meaning, chastity, mildness, temperance, which means a measured and appropriate response and not the avoidance of alcohol, contentment, and diligence. From this list, the Western Church in the late 6th and early 7th centuries, led by Pope Gregory the Great of Rome, developed a list of seven deadly sins: pride, envy, gluttony, lust, anger, greed, and sloth, and the seven contrary virtues, which were the exact opposite of the seven deadly sins, the contrary virtues being humility, kindness, abstinence, chastity, patience, liberality, and diligence. These are discussed in more detail in the entry for virtue in the AIC bookstore publication, The Layman's Lexicon, available through my author page at Amazon.com. https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald-E-Shibley. As any Anglican will tell you, St. Paul believed that of this list of virtues, love, or charity in the King James text, was the greatest. In this reading, he calls it the bond of perfection in verse 14b. In the homilies for the third and fourth Sundays in Advent, I address the Christian understanding of love and the several Greek words which are translated as love, and also in the seasonal video for the first day of Christmas, which is Christmas Day, In our Reflections on the 12 Days of Christmas series, I explore the meaning of agape, the most important Greek word for love. St. Paul also understood, as many in the modern church do not, that peace in Scripture does not mean earthly peace, as in the absence of war and civil conflict, but God's peace, of which he speaks in the closing verses. The message describes the church and his people as one body with Christ. Many scholars believe the word thankful is a reference to the sacrament of Holy Eucharist, which literally means thanksgiving in Greek. And now here's Colossians 3, verses 15, 16, 17, using the New King James Version text. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. The gospel reading for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany is Matthew 13, verses 24 to 30, the parable of the wheat and the tares. The parable of the sower, related in Matthew 13, 1 to 9, Mark 4, 1 to 9, and Luke 8, 4 to 9, covers a similar topic, but St. Matthew's account is another parable which is unique in the synoptic gospels. Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a man sowing good seed in the field and his works being destroyed by the enemy, a reference to Satan. Just as in life in the world, the works of the faithful are often corrupted or turned to other purposes by the workings of Satan. In the parable, the sower plants good seed, yet what comes up is not only good seed, not only good wheat, but also tares, a weed which looks something like wheat, but which is not wheat. In the Anglican litany, or general supplication, in the Book of Common Prayer, Archbishop Cranmer's petition is for deliverance from the crafts and assaults of the devil, and the deceits of the world, the flesh, and the devil. His servants query the man about why tares have appeared in the field of good wheat. The man blamed the enemy, and the servants asked the sower whether they should go through the fields and uproot the tares. He answered, "No, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together, and at the time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn." This lesson in the coming of judgment at the end of the age is the reason this reading is placed within the cycle during Epiphany season. Just as in Advent season, in Epiphany there are two messages. In Advent, we prepare for both the first coming at the Nativity and for his coming again to be our judge. In this unique lesson in the Gospel of St. Matthew, we are instructed by Jesus himself concerning the fate of those who succumb to the temptations offered by the evil one. They will be gathered, bundled, and burned, where the fruit of the good seed, the wheat, will be added to his barn. My closing prayer is the collect for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, like that of the fourth Sunday after Epiphany, taken by Archbishop Cranmer from the Gregorian Sacramentary of the late 5th and early 6th century, and which speaks to the issues raised in both the epistle and the gospel readings. O Lord, we beseech thee to keep thy church and household continually in thy true religion, that they who do lean only upon the hope of thy heavenly grace may evermore be defended by thy mighty power, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church, and we invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.